Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of Capes and Scowls! Yay! Woo! I am, of course, Tim, and with me today is...
Olivia.
Cliff.
And we're going to talk about stupid shit, right, guys?
That's all we do on these things.
It's really great. People seem to dig it.
Thanks, people.
Thanks, people. Thanks, Ohio. A lot of people listen in Ohio. Mm. Hi, Ohio.
Ohio.
You guys. So
we're getting canceled.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Let's talk. Well, first of all, how is everybody? It's been so long since we did a proper one of these. How is everyone? I know your answer, but I aside from that, you know, how you feeling?
No, it's like I feel like shit, Tim. No,
that's what I want to hear.
thanks for bringing it up, asshole.
I want the potty mouth, Olivia.
I got my second shot yesterday, and the side effects hit me sooner than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I had a call out of work today.
That's right.
So I'm still sore all over. It's not fun.
Looks like you're having a blast.
Get the vaccine, everybody. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. Yeah, get microchipped, right?
Right.
Dude, I want to be a cyborg.
We have so many Microsoft products now.
That's right. Yeah. They're going to
Hell Bill Gates. So how's everything going?
Everything great. Cliff, how are you?
Yeah, fine. I got both of my shots, and I was lucky and had no side effects at all, other than my arm was sore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tinfoil hat, placebo shots. What?
You just want an excuse to wear that hat.
I did. Yep. I got a new tattoo that I wish would stop peeling.
Yeah. Well, it's been what, like a week?
3 weeks Tuesday.
Where was I for those other 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Time flies
when
you're not having fun. yeah. But your tattoo's great. We should post a picture of it.
Maybe.
All right, we're not doing that.
When it's done.
Okay, that's
because it's still got to get colored in.
That's going to be so much fun.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Can I go and videotape the whole thing?
I mean, you're going to have to sit in for the Cyclops.
I mean, I'm in for it. Let's do it. You got it. You won't get that tattoo.
I won't. You're right. How are you, Tim?
I'm great.
You always ask us, and then you don't avoid that question. How are things, Tim?
Things are awful. I'm okay. I'm very positive. I'm trying to be a more positive human being, give some positive energy back out to the universe or whatever bullshit. But, like, I'm not good at it, but, like, I'm trying. And, you know, things don't make me happy, but, you know, I got my shots. Rabies and all that. And,
tetanus.
Tetanus.
Yeah. MMR.
Yeah. And that's the one. And I was a little irritable after it. When I had my shots, both shots, I was a little tired and a little achy. But beyond that, I was pretty much fine. Sorry, Olivia. But yeah, everything's fine, you know. I could be happier, but I'm not, you know, I'm not burning the place down or nothing. So
that's good.
Yet.
I'll
find a different place than your house to burn down.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Or at least make sure I'm not here, and I've removed things that are important to me.
See, that's too much work.
Burn that house down.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Gonna have to edit that out. God forbid, like, a toaster starts a fire over there.
Right. Yeah, no, please edit that part out.
Yeah, you got it. I hope I remember, too.
They don't know where I pointed.
The charred remains will give them an idea. You know what? Now I'm leaving it in.
God, life, am I right? Yeah, it's just, woo.
Woo indeed.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Like, woo. Like that episode of Futurama where Bender becomes a real boy and then dies.
Woo.
And the woos are just the air escaping his fat pockets.
So good. So good. Have you guys read anything good lately?
Reading? What the heck?
It's with the words.
Illusion reading, lots of books.
I actually just finished a book today.
Ooh, which one?
It's a book, and it's called Rebecca.
Ah, Rebecca. I think I had to read that in high school.
Probably, yeah.
Or I pretended I was reading it in high school. That's probably. Was there a movie? Was that the one with a movie?
Yes.
There's
several movies.
Was Sharon Stone in it?
It's a different one. There's, like, a more recent movie on Netflix.
Hmm.
It has, I think that one just disappeared because it stars Armie Hammer. So that movie just disappeared off Netflix. It's just, I bet you could find it. It's just buried. But it was also a Hitchcock. It was also a Hitchcock movie back in the day.
So, Hitchcock's fun in that he's technically not fun.
I don't know. I liked it. It was very, you know, it's like a kind of like a cozy, like thriller, like mystery style book. And the main character, like the main narrator, she doesn't actually have a name.
It's Rebecca.
And I think, Rebecca is the dead wife of.
Nope. Different book. I think I read Rebecca Plain and Tall.
Tim's like, I would remember dead wife.
More things to edit out. No, I'll leave that in too. So it was good. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Well, I was going to go on.
I thought you were going to hit a high note. That was good. Like warming up the pipes. I'll sing you a score.
I think I'm gonna go on my Goodreads account, and I'll probably rate it like 5 out of 5, I think.
That'd be 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? I really want you to hit that high note, but I know you don't feel good. I think it's a 6. That's what I... It was so loud that it actually shattered your eardrums, listeners. You should never listen to us with headphones on.
I picked up the 3 Invincible compendiums to start reading.
How far did you get in that?
Haven't started.
Good work.
I did read...
Those are 3 tomes.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's hefty, yeah.
It's like, you probably like read like a quarter of it, and then you just get discouraged.
It's good, at least. So.
I did read the new Rise of the Valkyries by Jason Aaron.
And how'd you feel about that?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with it. I think he seems to do well with the Thor land.
Yeah.
And stuff. Although I'm not a fan of the character redesigns.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed how Jane Foster looks and how some of the other characters look. I'm not really a fan of that.
I mean, they just changed how she looked recently.
Right.
And it was good. It made sense for the change of character.
Yeah.
Essentially. That's what they do. They're like, let's just do this. Let's hope it sticks. And I'm the guy who created the stupid suit. Great. Like, yeah. What is this, 80s Iron Man? Like, we need a new suit every week?
I mean, suits are cool.
Are they?
Sure.
How many suits do you own? Well, you work at a bank.
Don't ask him that question.
Damn. I have one and I bet it don't fit. I probably got married in it 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
What have you read lately, Tim?
I feel like I read something.
Good work.
Thanks.
Oh, I also have been reading Berserker.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading Berserker as well.
The Keanu Reeves, Matt Kent thing. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's pretty good. I liked issue 2.
I did. An explanation for why he is how he is. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool idea. I'm curious to see how it comes to Netflix.
As a movie and a cartoon.
I think the cartoon's going to be epic.
Yeah.
I'm a little more excited for that.
I hope the cartoon's as violent as Invincible.
It probably kind of needs to be, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The Invincible cartoon is amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a more streamlined version of the comic. In the classic, because in the classic trade format, there's 25 volumes. And I would say season 1 is about 3 of them, roughly. They took out some stuff that wasn't super important. They streamlined a couple things. The music was good.
I read that they rearranged how some things happened to make it make more sense in the show.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I'm totally fine with that.
Because like, I know you love the book.
Book great.
But
at the same time, the first volume's a little weak, but once you hit the second volume, it never stops being great.
But
all the way to the end.
Are you enjoying the show and all the changes that they've made to make it work for being a show?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Absolutely. It is a different animal, even though you've already got this great source material. You got to make it work. It's got to make sense for a different medium. An animation, you know, you've got an hour to make it make sense.
Right.
So, I got to stop doing this. I edit that part out. I'm a big sleepy turtle, man.
I want you to just leave in you saying, I'm a big sleepy turtle man with
no context. I'm a big sleepy turtle man. Deal. I've already taken it out, and this is me like, shit, I gotta get it back. Well, I'm very excited for something that's going to come out.
Ooh.
Moon Knight's getting a new number one.
Neato.
He needed one. I assume this would have happened already if the show was coming out closer to its scheduled original time. Mm-hmm. But Jed MacKay, who's been writing Black Cat, which was surprisingly, I think it was a huge surprise to people that that book was good, especially since it started out around King in Black. So it's like, is it even about her? It's about this event kind of thing, but it did well. So they kept it going, which was good. Artist is going to be Alessandro Cappucci, I'm guessing? Cappuccio? Something like that. And Steve McNiven did a killer cover for it, so that'll be out in July of 2021. Everybody order it. 1 million copies each. Go.
So you've got like 4 or 5 million coming, right?
I literally don't know how many I want to order. And there's a bunch of variants. I got to figure out if I care enough about the variants. How many do I got to order to get these variants? It's a whole nightmare.
I'm sure it's one you're going to enjoy going through, though.
That's the thing. Like, when Moon Knights come in, it's just like, I could have another one of these. And then you realize you've got like 37 of them at home. And you're like, oh, God. That's too many Moon Knights. But, but yeah, I figured I could just buy them all up front and then never touch one again. Perfect.
Right.
But I probably won't do that either, so I'll just keep all of them. And I got like 80 of this worthless 2021 Moon Knight book.
There's going to be some new character introduced that's going to be super important.
Oh, I hope so.
To everything.
I hope so. I hope they're in the show. If they're smart, they'll do that. Please do that, Marvel. You can have that one. That one's for free. But yeah, I'm pumped for Moon Knight, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Something else show-related that just wrapped, we didn't talk on air about Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So how did you guys feel about that?
It was just okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it got better as it went along, but I still feel like I had a bunch of like nitpicky issues with the show at first.
Right.
Like Bucky getting beat up by freshly created super soldiers.
Sure.
The dude's been fighting people for 100 years. I get if he's surprised the first time somebody throws a punch, but after that, he should have curb stomped all of the Flag Smashers.
Just all of them.
Right.
That's true, because even in that first flashback scene of him, he's just like whipping everybody's ass.
Right.
And it's like now he's just like, nah, I'm soft.
Right.
I mean, maybe that was what they were trying to go for. Like, he's trying to be a normal dude, and that's going to cost him. No killer instinct kind of thing.
Right.
But I didn't feel that conveyed.
No. I thought it was... I liked the scene in the bar.
Yeah.
Where Zemo's like, you know, you have to be yourself. And he just, like, destroys everyone in the bar. I'm like, there it is. But where was that guy?
When you were actually in danger.
Right. An episode ago.
When you knew you were in danger anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
I preferred WandaVision as a whole.
Absolutely.
But, like, WandaVision's finale kind of let me down. And I feel like they've been, with the show, struggling to wrap up the villains. I feel like it seems rushed.
I think they're just segues, really.
Yeah.
But, like, this felt more like the Marvel movie formula.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had any, like, real action-y stuff from them in a minute. So it felt real good. You felt the nostalgia for it. You wanted it.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it overall. I think it was fine. It's probably like a 6 or so out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
Like, it did what it needed to do. Zemo was great. I love Zemo.
Yeah.
But it really feels like we're just shuffling these things to get other things going. We're going to get a Cap 4. Okay. Great. That's what this leads into. We'll probably get Thunderbolts out of this. Okay. And especially with things like Black Widow's technically supposed to have happened before this.
Right.
The Julia Louis-Dreyfus character would have already been introduced in that.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it's just her getting people that are at the raft and people like John Walker together to create Thunderbolts. And I'm okay with that, but it's, I don't know.
It's almost feeling like burnout with how I was feeling with the DC TV universe. Mm-hmm. There's just like so much coming out, like I was feeling a little burnout. That's not so much with the Marvel because it's not as much all the time.
Right.
Because, you had Green Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, all running at the same time. It was too much.
Right, it was too much. I stopped watching, and it's like, when you think about it, how many hours of TV did I sink into all those shows? And I was just like, no, don't care, and right. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll just read a Wikipedia one day, and I'll be like, oh, okay, it did that.
Right.
It's sad, but that's why I really think things should just go a handful of seasons and be done. I feel like the best comics, the best books, the best everything is just like, here's a little bit of our arc, and it's done. And I don't want these big epics, because big epics rarely translate well.
Right. Yeah, something gets lost, or they have to change something to make it work. I am looking forward to Loki.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on your list, and I'm jumping the gun. Or...
It is on my list, so my final question of the podcast. No, there's more. We're going out of order now.
Damn. I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
We can hold on.
No, we're doing this. We're doing it now. So my question for you all is, what are you most excited for what is scheduled, anyways, to be the remainder of the year? So the answer for everybody, I think, would be Doctor Strange 2, but that's pushed outside into 2021 or 2022. Mm. So you've got Black Widow, Loki, I think Eternals, and I think Shang-Chi should all be.
Spider-Man might cut in before the end of the year.
I heard might, and I heard might not, and right. It seems so...
If it, for me, it would be Spider-Man, if that makes it.
Fair. Let's pretend it's not. Let's just say it's not. Out of the four things, Black Widow, Loki, Eternals, and Shang-Chi, what do you feel most excited for?
The one, I think, I'm just gonna make a random prediction. I think maybe Shang-Chi will surprise people the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's gonna be, like, kind of the dark horse... hit.
It's going to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Because the majority of people had no idea who the Guardians of the Galaxy were.
Right.
And that came out, and that movie was great.
Sure. I guess the only issue is Shang-Chi, I mean, at least initially, was just Bruce Lee. He was essentially just Bruce Lee. So, I mean, they've evolved him over the years, but I wouldn't say in any major, major ways. He's still kind of just Bruce Lee, so...
I would say the one I'm least interested in is Black Widow.
Sure.
Because I wasn't super... compelled to see it when it was originally supposed to come out.
Right.
He's like, she's supposed to be gone.
Right.
Why are we getting a backstory movie on her now? Which...
I mean, it's probably because they're going to introduce the other version of Black Widow.
But I would say I'm probably most excited for Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think it's going to get more, like, the weird stuff, which was good about WandaVision. It was, like, the weird.
Right.
And Tom Hiddleston's great.
He is very good.
And just from the trailers, looks great. I mean, Shang-Chi looks like it's going to be good, and that could be the sleeper. And I don't really know much about Eternals.
Right, and how they're going to do Eternals is kind of... I feel like that's going to be... It might be good, but it's going to be weird. And it's not going to, like, really connect to anything, I think. The Eternals can be this big a... bigger cosmic kind of thing. And it could serve as a lead into Thor or Guardians. But as is right now, I don't know, I'm not excited for it. I think Shang-Chi is my pick as well. Because it just looks like an awesome martial arts story. And I'm more excited to see Marvel attempt a martial arts movie. Loki is almost there for me. But I just want this really good martial arts movie in this style. I
want
to see it.
You want Iron Fist again.
Yeah. I want Iron Fist again, baby. I mean... By the time they started to fix Iron Fist and you got to the end of season 2, which was all right,
mm-hmm.
they stopped it. And I was like, oh my God, you were actually going to do cool things.
Yeah.
Because that was leading to some of the best stuff in the comics. But nope. Can't have nice things, Cliff.
Nope.
Can't. Can't have it. Well, that's good. Well, since Olivia and I agreed, you're wrong.
All right.
And you're a big dummy head.
Fair.
And I wasn't going to say this, but Olivia hates you. So, my final... bit on here was, have any of you caught any of the Dark Side of the Ring episodes on Vice?
I have not seen the new ones. I've watched older ones, mm-hmm. but
we watched there's like a two-parter Chris Benoit one.
Yeah, we watched mm-hmm. that one, and we watched. Yeah. I've watched a smattering of other ones.
So their third season's about to debut. It probably is up by the time this goes up. It's probably out, and the beginner is a two-parter on Brian Pillman. They already aired the part one on YouTube for free, so that can be watched for free mm-hmm. on YouTube. And I know the old seasons are on Hulu, so maybe this one will be on Hulu like a day or two after. But super awesome stuff. Brian Pillman was amazing. They talk to Steve Austin, you know, who was his tag partner back in the day. They talk about the Hollywood Blondes. They talk to his son. You see how weird his life was at a point. They talk about some of the tragedies and stuff. But I just really like the series. I kind of have been avoiding it because it's like I just don't want this negativity in a thing that is really just my escapism.
Yeah.
But it's some of them just got me. I watched the New Jack one because New Jack's insane.
I saw a meme. It's the one where it's the couple walking and the guys and the girl walking by, and it was me watching actual wrestling and watching wrestling documentaries. So he's turning his head to look at wrestling documentaries because that's so much better than wrestling right now.
Yeah, it's true. For sure. Yeah, wrestling's a little rough right now.
Have you watched... Did you watch the Austin biography thing on A&E?
I did not. I heard they were all right, though.
It was amazing. Yeah.
And then the other one came out already. The Piper one just
Piper
came out.
And then Macho Man's Tonight.
Nice. That'll be good.
I haven't gotten to watch the Piper one yet, but like the Austin one was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because I know there's been a lot of... I think they even did an Austin one years ago, and it's like, a lot has happened. Let's update it. Good. Yeah. You should. You absolutely should. And A&E has always done good biographies. That's like one thing they're known for.
And the other big thing we had happen recently in wrestling is the broken skull with Austin and Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I that still think awesome. Some of that is like an accident where Vince thinks Jericho still works for him. That was really good.
It was amazing. And I thought it was good for the business, really. I mean, it's better for AEW, but I think it's good for the business in general.
Right.
I still don't understand what this whole Kenny Omega thing is of him collecting all the titles. Like, how does this end?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the most shocking possible end is he fights Roman Reigns or somebody like that. Yeah. Somebody contracted with WWE. It's probably not going that way.
Right.
My guess right now is the end boss would be, like, Nick Aldis in the NWA title. Because I love Nick Aldis and I just want that. But it seems very clear what they want to do. I just don't see where this is going. I don't think anyone should ever beat anyone else for 7 titles in a row. Like,
right.
They've done it in the past. It's bad, I think. You should just slowly get picked off and lose a belt.
It kind of feels like something that's going to end up being bad, though, for all the companies that they're working with.
It could be. It's really 50-50. But, like, I'm sure Impact's viewership has gone up a lot from it.
But what happens when this relationship stops?
Well, then nobody's watching Impact again.
Yeah.
Or very few people. Impact has been very good. But I understand that idea. It's weird. It's just weird. And I didn't think we'd see this in our modern era at all. So it is fresh. It's cool. But I don't know. I don't know if Kenny Omega's that guy. I like Kenny Omega. This is, but I want like the Kenny Omega of like 7 years ago to be the guy doing this. So I'm sure the build is for Adam Page to beat him. But it seems like they're trying to keep Adam Page away from him, which is smart.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite indie wrestlers had a dark match for AEW, Martin Cassius. Which was Marty the Moth in Lucha Underground. He's a big, crazy dude. He's so much fun. So everybody go watch Lucha Underground. Even though it's weird as shit, just go watch it. It's great. I guess that's my opinion of it. Just Lucha Underground for some reason.
Got the meat coma.
Yeah, we're starting to get meat coma. We had the Mike's Barbecue. And it was so good. So this episode is officially over. Because we're all fading.
We're going to take a nap together.
Podcast over!